Oh boy. So as of December, I will be finished as I will have completed my time as a senior research associate at the Institute of Social and Economic Research. It's been a year in which I should point out that Byron actually, Malott, made it possible for me to focus in this last year on Alaska Native education in a way that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. And so it's been an enormous privilege to work on these things. It's been a part of an ongoing effort that began actually when I was in high school. For some of us, we're slow. That's just the way I've been. It's the way I've been as a runner. I'm slow, but I'm persistent. And when I was in high school, I started to become aware of what many other classmates had been aware of much earlier, which was that there was this enormous fissure, a divide between being an Alaska Native and what we were taught and what we were learning in schools. And when I went to college eventually and came back as a teacher in 1980, I thought it would be 4 or 5 years and the Alaska Native community would close that gap so that who we are as peoples, as Alaska Native peoples, would be reflected in what Alaska Native students were learning throughout their lives, not only in school, but in a way that was connected, that wasn't connected before. And it's now 30 years later, and we are at this historic turning point at this summit to say 30 years is long enough. It's time to close that gap. The challenge of the continued existence of Alaska Native peoples will not be won by the Native corporation with the biggest bank account. A good future for the next generation of Alaska Natives will not be established by winning some lawsuit. And a political success with some new legislation alone will not produce a strong new generation prepared to face our challenges as Alaska Native peoples with a sense of belonging to a strong and vibrant community connected to our cultures, our histories, our leaders, our traditions, and our organizations, and most importantly, connected to our hearts. While these successes in politics and in business are important, they are not sufficient. And that's what this conference is recognizing. That's why we're here. Schools, as was pointed out so eloquently by Regis, were originally intended to break the connection we had to our lands and waters and to break the spirit within us as Alaska Native peoples. Schools were intended to cut out of our minds our distinct understanding of who we were as peoples and who we are in this world. Schools tried to erase Alaska Native cultures from the world. Most tragically, schools tried to erase being Alaska Native from the hearts of our young peoples over generations. But fortunately for us, and thankfully for the state, and for the world at large, Alaska Native cultures carried on, not without wounds, not without some heartbreak. But we continue. Many of our young people learn very different lessons about being Alaska Natives while at home, or at fish camp, or at hunting camp, or at potlatches, around traditional feasts and during ceremonies. Some of our young people learn the lessons of traditional dances and even learn something about being Alaska Native from within the folds of some culturally friendly churches. Most of our young people learned through the lives of our elders who demonstrated the importance of giving to the community as more important than taking or gaining for oneself. a message that's contrary to what much is of contrary to what much learning takes place in the outside world. Our young people through the lives of our elders also learned what William Aquiluk, a Quarrymuit, an elder, said. We have learned that the power of imagination is a key to our existence as Alaska Native peoples. Some of our young people have learned that message. It's a phrase that's difficult to translate into English. My dad was frustrated with me when I asked him, what did William Aquiluk mean by the power of imagination? What was that? And essentially, one of the ways he explained it was that it's to imagine the connections between who we are as Native peoples and the world in which we live. That we are people, but we're one of many peoples within our lands, and that there are these other tribes who happen to take the form of animals, and sometimes rock formations and streams. And it's very confusing for people who aren't connected to that kind of vision. But what I think William Aquiluk and the elders were trying to convey is that the power of imagination is a part of the heart of being Alaska Native. And that's what we have to do now. As a group together, we must develop and bring that power of imagination to what we mean by educating Alaska Natives. We must meet publicly and finally reject the lessons of ignorance about being Alaska Native and say we can imagine more for our education, for our young people, for our schools, and for our lives. The question is a direct one. What should Alaska Native peoples learn about us? What organizations, leaders, legends, poetry, history, political and social issues should we share as Alaska Native peoples? No professional educators can answer these questions for us, nor should they. We as Alaska Natives coming together over these next 2 days should begin the task of answering this question. We have young people in Bethel who do not know who Jackson Lomax was. We have young people in the interior who do not know who Morris Thompson or Rosemarie Maher were. We have young people across the state who don't know who Elizabeth Petrovich was, or her legacy to them and to the state. We must consider that many Alaska Native young people are now living out of the state. They number in the thousands. While they may be living out of the state, they have not left our hearts, they have not left our tribes, they have not left us. Nor should we leave them out of our purpose of educating all Alaska Natives about our traditions, about our beliefs, about our societies, about our challenges, about who we are and who they are as people. How will they learn and take pride in their heritage? We need to recall that education is more than what schools do. Connecting this generation of Alaska Native young people with an informed sense of being Native peoples is not the work of schools. But schools can and should be partners with Alaska Native communities in ways that they have often not been. They were a part of the disease, but schools cannot be a part of the cure by themselves. The decisions we make will allow more Alaska Natives to learn about who we are as peoples and will help Alaska Native cultures and communities face the challenges of this new era. Since my work will be over this next month at the university, I have the freedom of a person who's no longer confined by any institution, and certainly not by anyone within the cautious confines of the university. And what I'm about to say, I haven't even mentioned to the First Alaskans Institute, so you can't blame them. It's just me. I speak as an Alaska Native educator. Our young people need the chance to learn about and participate in our cultures, our traditions, our organizations, our histories, our lives as Native peoples. Our young people need the opportunity to participate and become leaders and learn our cultural forms of conduct. They deserve the chance to learn their Native languages, and it should be a choice that they all have the right to have throughout their educational experience. This is not happening in this state. It must change. We should make that change. Right now, for most Alaska Natives, the choice to learn our Native languages is largely denied. This must not continue. Many of our Native languages will become extinct in this next generation or two if we do not change the direction of these educational programs. It is a rare place where Alaska Native students have a chance to really learn our languages. And how can we afford to offer these opportunities to learn when schools are in the process of cutting back and reducing their program efforts? And the answer, I think, is that we learn from the land. The land offers us a chance to participate in our traditional lives and cultures. The land can also support our young people learning about our current challenges and opportunities. How can the land do that? Within the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, there's a section called Section 7I, the so-called sharing provision, in which 70% of timber and mineral revenues from ANCSA lands are shared among the corporations. I think that we as a group of Alaska Natives assembled to find a new direction for Alaska Native education should ask ourselves and the Alaska Federation of Natives and the ANCSA CEOs and the corporations and the Alaska Native communities, and finally the Congress, to consider recreating Section 7I of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act so that those funds go into an endowment for the cultural education of Alaska Natives. Legislation should allow the 7I funds to become tax credits for the Native corporations, and a statewide Alaska Native Cultural Education Association should administer the funds. I would suggest a board that represents the cultural groups, elders, young people, Alaska Native educators. And having served for so long on so many state task force and committees, often as the single Alaska Native in these boards and on these committees, I would ask that we have a single non-voting representative of the state of Alaska on the board as well. It must be a promising practice. We want to share it with them. Whatever we do, let us not be lulled into debating how to further the education agenda that continues to ignore that Alaska Native peoples exist in this world and that we have a right to exist, and our children must have the opportunity to participate in our lives, in our cultures, and in our societies. Let us begin to connect school after school programs, cultural camps, dance groups, language learning, Native Youth Olympics, traditional arts and skills, Alaska Native organizations and leadership into something that's whole and complete and thoughtful in the education of our next generation of Alaska Native young people. Most of our young people have not been well served by the education system as it currently exists. To the degree that I've been a part of that, I'm responsible, and I feel ashamed. Our young people must know we care about who they are as well as what they know. We must love and respect our young people enough to share our greatest riches with each one of them. We will share so our young people will learn the riches of their cultural inheritance. Thank you very much.